It's been said time and time again that anything you can do, a celebrity can do better and with more charisma. This not only applies to any hobbies that you might keep in your spare time, but also to the very mundane things, like eating. So, with that in mind, today I'd like to launch a new offshoot of Tummy Treasures, Celebrity Tummy Treasures. Max Dari is a stand-up comedian and DJ who loves playing tennis, going for walks on the beach, and eating at some of the finest dining establishments this great city has to offer. Recently, I caught up with him at what he claims is the greatest restaurant in all of Sydney, Harajuku Gyoza in Darling Harbour.
Max, this is your personally chosen favourite place to eat in all of Sydney. This is your personal tummy treasure. Why? What do you love about it?
It's just really, really nice. They've got really, really nice food. I very rarely have gyoza. This place is the first time I ever had gyoza, which probably, you know, cements it as it's one of the tastiest meals, Lachlan.
Max told me that the first time he ever visited this place, and therefore going off what he literally just said, the first time he ever tried gyoza, was only 3 years ago. So right from the outset, I was feeling cagey about where this review might go. Can you really develop a complete understanding of a dish after only 3 years of eating it? After all, it took me about 5 years to get into Seinfeld, and that's one of the best-loved TV shows of all time. Still, we pushed on.
So we've just had the gyoza brought out to us. We've got five pieces of... What's this, mozzarella gyoza?
I believe so, yes. I actually have never had this gyoza before, so this tummy treasure could go tummy sour.
While we try our first bites of the mozzarella gyoza, let's talk a little bit about the restaurant, more to save you from having to listen to us eat than anything else. Harajuku Gyoza is a chain of restaurants that started in Brisbane in 2011 and has now trickled down the East Coast, much like a bit of soy sauce running down a cheek. The particular Harajuku Gyoza we visited in Darling Harbour is, I have to admit, a very lively, vibrant, energetic place to eat. We sat in the outside section, which explains why we're speaking so loudly, but there are also multiple levels inside filled with decorations and music and a kitchen big enough to feed even more people than Jesus could have managed. I can very much understand why Max loves it here. But does the food match the decor?
Oh my goodness. That is beautiful. I can't believe I've never had this particular gyoza before. This gyoza, I have chicken palmies quite often. I'm actually a professional stand-up comedian, no cap. And what happens is most nights of the week I'm subjected to awful pub food, usually a palmy, because that's usually the only good thing on the menu. I'm a very fussy boy. Having this gyoza, it gives me the palmy flavour. However, I would say that this is even tastier than a palmy, due to the fact that it is also a gyoza at the same time. Yeah, have a bite, Lachlan.
Max is already on his second gyoza. I'm yet to gyoza. Okay.
Your face doesn't look as enthused as mine was.
No. But that's not to say I don't like it. I really like mozzarella. Yeah. I really like gyoza. I don't know if this works as well as you've made it out to be.
Ooh, this is...
Flavor-wise, great, perfect. Texture-wise, though, that's where I'm less convinced. It's very crunchy on the outside, very chewy on the inside. If you can imagine a deep-fried mozzarella stick, as you might get in the United States of America, perhaps, it's very much that sort of texture on the inside.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And I don't dislike that. But it is not what my tummy was expecting to be treasuring. What I think might save this is a bit of sauce. It's very dry, and if we had some sauce to lube up that chewy interior, this could be a completely different review.
That's all right. I've been around for quite a while, 22 years now, and I've come to accept that some people in your life are just going to be stupid. And it's all right, you know, that doesn't change. We're relatively close, I'd say, Lachlan. I really appreciate you. I really appreciate your friendship. And that hasn't changed. It's just kind of solidified what I already knew, which is that you're quite dumb in the head.
I guess that's all.
Treasure on, pirates.
Is that the name of listeners now?
Yeah, you guys are the pirates.
All right. That's adding to the tummy treasures lore.
Yeah. And so, my little pirates, we've reached again the end of another episode of Tummy Treasures. I will say that despite the thoughts I shared in the restaurant, I have not stopped thinking about that mozzarella gyoza and would very much like to go back and try it again, actually. The mouthfeel was just phenomenal, even if the taste left a little bit to be desired. And one final thing. I'm simply always looking for new foods to try, so if you have suggestions for different cuisines or even specific restaurants that I should go to, then feel free to let me know on Instagram at Sydney Tummy Treasures, a place where you can also find photos of all of the foods we've reviewed so far. That's all from me now though. Kisses!